The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
I just always think of some sinister villain, and that's like his that's his theme music, you know?
Yes. Those cats with the big ears that kind of look like little elves, those are my favorite. The oriental...
the ones that are at the restaurants that have their arms scooping the money?
No, it's like an actual cat. They have like big, huge ears. And they're oriental short hairs, that's what they're called.
Oh, yeah. Those really creepy looking ones.
I don't care. They're my dream cats. I'm allergic to cats, but those are my dream cats.
Dream cats. Everybody has a dream cat.
Yep, that's mine.
We had one, and we got it. One of those Maine Coon cats.
Yes.
Man, he has the loudest chirp. It is like, I don't know why, but he's a talkative guy, man.
How much does he weigh?
Right now, he's probably about like 20 pounds. I mean, he's huge. He's thick, too. I mean, like his paws and his arms and everything. It's just, He's a stocky little dude.
That's another dream cat of mine. My husband's cousin, so my cousin, she has three.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about taking care of cats and other animals. And if your dream is to be an animal caretaker, then maybe the zoo might have a job for you. They're looking for animal care people. Just going to throw that out there. Your dream is to, like my wife's dream, is to go to Animal Kingdom and work there, right?
Always. It's always been a dream of mine, animals.
So let's tell people about this Disney Plus documentary you were telling me about, because Caitlin, if you're listening, definitely pay attention, because there's a great documentary on Disney Plus about Animal Kingdom.
Yes, and it just talks, we'll get the coins in a second. It's Animal Kingdom. It's two seasons, and it just goes through like how the caretakers and the vets at Animal Kingdom, and how they just take care of all the animals at Animal Kingdom. Everywhere from the giraffes, the elephants, the hippos, all the way to the eels at Epcot. So it goes not just Animal Kingdom, but at Epcot too. The eels, the manatee that they do, you know, take care of and release back to the little fish. Like they get like CAT scans. They give an eel a CAT scan, and it just baffles me. And I just love all of that. I love everything about it.
But can you give a cat an eel scan?
I wonder.
Emerald Coast Coins. Check them out. EmeraldCoastCoins.com. They're on Facebook, and they're right down here on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road in Pensacola, 473-1515 for Emerald Coast Coins. It's a great shop. If you haven't been there yet, go by there, see Duncan, get there early. If you have stuff that you want them to take a look at, you know, if you have some jewelry, some gold, some things like that, get there early, as early as you can.
Yes, but not tomorrow, because we will be celebrating our family. Nope.
Yep. The only person working tomorrow, I think, is me. And I'll be here by my lonesome.
I saw you.
Aw. I'm going to probably go by, I don't know, somewhere today, like maybe Dunkin' Donuts or Chick-fil-A or somewhere, something that I can't get tomorrow.
Yes.
And then I'll bring it in the morning. I'll just sit here and just eat the whole box by myself.
Oh, that'll be great.
It'd be great. It'd be awesome. And you can call or text 850-437-1620. So how's it been going, Stephanie? What you been up to?
We've been working. So Dunkin' has not been at the store because Dad's been out, you know, just been out. So hopefully Duncan will be back at the store soon. He definitely misses coming to work, Mom tells me. Maybe one of these days I'll bring him up there for the day. Maybe. But Duncan's been out. But we've been, you know, just doing this, you know, same stuff, different day. You know, busy, you know, working. Gold and silver's kind of been steady lately, so I'm not too mad about it. It popped off a little bit today. I never know the reason why. I used to think I knew the reason why, but, you know, I don't. I don't know the reason why. Everybody has been selling a lot. And so a lot of people think when we talk about gold and silver and they come into our store and they're new looking into it, they're like, well, why can't I buy it for the spot price? Or why can't you sell it to me for the spot price? And why can't you buy it from me for the spot price? Well, that's just the start off point. That's where we just look at it. And we look at the start off point. Everything is going to have a premium, whether you're buying it or selling it, you know? So everything has a premium because I can't buy it from my suppliers for that price. That's where they just say, okay, well, this is where silver's at today. It's around $30.50. So I'm going to sell it to you at, you know, 50 cents over or $4 over. So I have to be able to make a buck too.
Right. Yeah, you're not just there for your health.
I'm not just, I still have to pay for my light bill.
Yeah.
Even if I have solar panels, I still have to pay for my light bill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything has a price point. And people who have been in it for a while and know these, you know this, know that that thing is ebb and flow. So,
right.
You know, my Silver Eagles, they, you know, those are what people look at the most. They have the highest, one of the highest premiums for silver, like $6.50, which is not horrible.
Mm-hmm. You're paying for the design.
You're paying for the, they're most well known. There's no tax implications on them coming in or going out. It's a big thing. But our profit margin on those have been the same pretty much since the beginning. Like since we started about 22 years ago, about that $1.50. So when people are like, "You're charging $6 over," our dollar margin profit has not changed
right
in 20 years.
Yep.
So I'm like, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, you're not gouging people. You're just doing the same thing you've been doing.
Just doing the same thing I've been doing.
Yep. So yeah. So Silver Eagles are the most popular.
Silver Eagles are the most popular. We have a lot of other cool collectible things that people like. We talk about the quokka all the time. The quokka is our
favorite. Quokka coins.
They toss their children away, but they're really cute to look at.
Hey, you know, maybe we should learn from the quokkas. I don't know.
I think so.
I felt like last night, me and my wife went to the beach right at sunset, and we're sitting there, and it's getting really dark. There's storm clouds rolling in, and we're about to get up and leave, and we notice that there's two young kids on their little paddle boards, you know, like, or their little, whatever you call those wave boards, the little half surf boards. Out there, like, kind of in the deep, dark part where you can't really see. I could barely make them out. And mom's just hanging out on the beach, just, you know, watching the storm roll in. And I'm like, we've had a lot of shark attacks lately. And it's usually at dusk.
Yeah. They must not be from here.
So they like it when it's a little darker in the water. And
dusk and dawn. Prime time for, you know, that to happen.
It's almost like, go ahead. Go on out there, kids. Oh, well. Lost quokka. One. Oh, well, no, okay.
Man. All right.
Quokka. You got quokka'd. You just got quokka'd.
That's so fetch. That's what's going to be the new thing.
It is fetch. We are going to make it happen. It will happen. Fetch and will happen.
Fetch and quokka.
Mm-hmm. Hey, with this election cycle, crazy things are going to start happening. Fetch is going to start happening. It's going to be...
Then we can make quokka'd happen.
People are going to be quokkin' all...
Hashtag quokka'd.
I just got quokka'd. 850-437-1620. I think we're a little delirious. No, this week has been...
That's what it is.
It's been wild. Yeah, tomorrow is going to be interesting. I think I'm just going to do something silly, like just totally over-caffeinate, and I'm probably going to wear my pajamas.
That's
because nobody's going to be here. Like, no. I'm not going to see anybody tomorrow. I'm probably going to be the only person in the building.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Do that. Bring you some donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan, you listening? Just have some ready for him.
Donuts in my pajamas tomorrow, all day from 9 to 11. Did you see this? Is a Donald Trump 2020 silver dollar worth anything? Well, I would think it's probably worth a dollar.
If it's a silver round, it's worth about the price of silver, just like any other piece of silver.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, they made a lot of not silver Donald Trump things that are worthless. So
lots of t-shirts,
yep.
Lots of flags.
Yep.
Yes. Maybe. Lots of things.
That's it.
Yeah. So are there Joe Biden coins?
They make a lot of silver coins that are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So
I got my Kamala coins.
I don't see a lot of vice president anything, so
no,
sorry.
No. Yeah, the Mike Pence were not very,
nope.
They weren't very popular. 850-437-1620, go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. We're not talking about really anything today related to that, really, but, you know, that's how we do.
Somebody asked about stamps, I see, but we don't do stamps.
Yeah, stamps are a no-go.
Yep. I don't know anything about stamps. Gonna have to just do a lot of other research. I don't know anybody in town that does stamps anymore. The one place that did stamps closed down a few years ago, so mm-hmm. I don't know anybody who does stamps.
Are there shows that come around that do stamps?
There
and
might
cards?
Might be, but again, that's not anything I know personally. Yeah, anything
probably
about.
Online. Like, there's a group, there's a Facebook group somewhere.
So, yeah, can, I would. Yeah, get online.
Yeah,
and be
you can
like
start
stamp
trading
collectors.
Those things.
Yeah,
I got the fat Elvis. I got the skinny Elvis.
The upside down airplane, I think, is Jenny or I don't know.
With like an error.
I have no ideas. People call and ask me about it. And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't have the upside down plane stamp. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's all right.
Yep. Did you eat Nutty Bars when you were a kid? The Little Debbie peanut butter and chocolate wafer bars?
Yes.
Okay. So did you just unwrap it and just take a bite? Or did you methodically separate each layer of wafer and then kind of choose depending
on the
structure?
No, I just would take a bite, or I would break it in half and take a bite. Mm. Yep. Why? Did you take it apart?
Oh, yes. Oh. And all the listeners this morning, I didn't get one text that said, oh, yeah, I just take a bite out of it, you know, like a madman. I take it apart like any methodical person, right?
No,
I took it apart.
Nope, I would just take a bite.
My favorite thing was like you took the top part off and it had like no peanut butter on it whatsoever. It was all wafer. So you'd eat that and you'd be like, I'm ready for some peanut butter. And then that next layer you pull off had the peanut butter on the top and the bottom of the board, as I called it. So that was just like a yummy, delicious, edible 2x4 full of peanut butter. It was amazing. So yeah, that's how I did it. But it's National Chocolate Wafer Day.
In case you
didn't wear your costume.
I did not wear my costume.
Also, National Fried Clam Day. I am wearing my clam costume. You can't see it on the air, though.
Nope.
And Eat Your Beans Day. We'll go ahead and go on by that one. National Compliment Your Mirror Day.
I like that one.
I know. I was talking about how it could help to just look at yourself in the mirror every day and tell yourself that you love yourself.
That is a good one.
Yeah. It resets your brain.
Yes.
On how you think. Because most people wake up and they go, ugh, I hate you.
Yep.
Nope, I hate my job. I hate my life. I hate everything.
Be happy today, people.
And then they're like, ooh, chocolate wafer.
See? Chocolate wafers are great.
It makes everybody happy. 850-437-1620. At the shop, what is going on? Like, you guys are closed tomorrow.
Closed tomorrow. You know, everybody, let's see. Like, everybody's been, like I said, everybody's been buying and, like, selling. It's been back and forth a lot lately. We've had a lot of collectors come in. Every year I have, so we go to Texas for a show every year. I don't know if I talked about this last time. We have we go to Texas for a show every year, and I see my collectors there, and then they just came in. I think I talked about them. They just came in because I usually come in June, and they just came in June. So I got to see them come in. And one of, you know, a lot of my kid collectors that come in, it's summertime, so I'm getting to see a lot of my kid collectors come in a lot more right now. So I always enjoy it when my kid collectors come in for the summer because they get to hang out more, and that's always fun. And our kid collectors that come in during the summertime, they usually find one of us. It's not, you know, like me, my brother, or one of our other people that work with us. They usually just kind of stick to one of us in particular, which I always just love. And so they'll just stick with one of us, and they don't always like to talk to the other. So they're like, well, I just want Greg, or I just want Stephanie, or, you know, and so they'll just talk with one of us, and they ask all the questions. And if they have to talk to somebody else, and they're like, okay, I'll talk to them if I have to. But I literally love when our kid collectors come in.
I like how they gravitate toward one person, kind of like at school. They have their favorite teacher or their favorite like assistant. They're like, yeah, I don't know.
And they always have such great information when they come in too, talking about the coins that they have. And they're learning when they come in. They'll watch the YouTube videos and stuff like that too, which you can find some good information watching these videos. But they also have like the Red Book, which a lot of these kids have got, which is great for information and learning how to grade your coins and price your coins. So they're coming back in and they are, you know, going back with us. Well, I got this coin and this is great. I think it is. And, you know, this is kind of great I'm looking for today. So we go back and forth with that too. So they're, you know, taking numismatism and bringing it up for the next generation, which I
very
think
nice.
Is amazing.
And I love that they're actually getting into something that's tangible that they can actually touch and not like a digital token or whatever
those things are. No, I love it. And they're wanting to not just, you know, collect just, you know, pennies and nickels and dimes. Like they're looking for, like, this is going to be collectible. I'm taking this further, either whether it's for their investment and their, you know, their education, you know, and some of these kids, when we started this 22 years ago, some of the kids that then, you know, they're grown up and have families now. So it's great to see how we've progressed throughout the years with the kids. that have come through our store. Yep. Like some of them, you know, they were little and now they're like lawyers or, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is insane when they come in our store.
Okay, like, hey, can I borrow some money?
I'm like,
you
I remember
me. I was
I
your favorite.
I remember when you were a little bitty.
Yep, yep. And as we talk about a lot, I saw a metal detector on the beach last night. Somebody was out there doing that. So I know that's something you guys really don't do a whole lot anymore. But I think it's going to come back at some point. People are going to get back into this.
I think they will eventually. I know we have a handful of metal detectors in our store right now. With Dad not being there as much, like you said, we're not doing them as much. But I want to say we could probably still order them as we need to. I don't know that we have any water metal detectors right now, but we have... I was just looking at them yesterday, like 4 or 5 of the Garrett metal detectors in our store, and they range from about $350 to $500. So they're metal detectors you could take like to the edge of the water. You couldn't go into the water with them, but edge of the water, like out in the creeks and stuff, as long as you're not on like a federal property, because you can't go to like Johnson's Beach or places like that.
Right, because all that belongs to the government.
That's it.
Yep, that's Uncle Sam's. Put it back.
For whatever reason.
Yes. 850-437-1620. For people who are just getting into collecting, maybe they want to collect pennies and they're always looking through their old coin stashes and things like that. What are they looking for? What should they kind of keep their eyes peeled for?
So I always tell people, you know, wheat pennies, even though they're very inexpensive, wheat pennies, 1958 and earlier, you know, they're still, you know, you double your money with those.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt.
Not bad.
I always tell people to look at their nickels, honestly. Nickels
used to be made of silver.
Only a handful of them used to be made of silver. 1942 to 1945. So you don't think to look for those. The way you can tell, you don't have to look at the date. You just flip it over and look at the back on top of the Monticello. You'll see the large mint mark, P for Philadelphia, D for Denver, S for San Francisco. Our nickels today and even the nickels around that time won't have a mint mark on the top of the building.
Right.
They have a little different color. They're 35% silver. They're, you know, around 60 cents, I think, is what we pay for them.
Not bad.
So those are really cool. And you don't, like, people didn't think because a nickel is a nickel. But, you know, those nickels sometimes get tossed around in change.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of, you know, silver, 1964 and earlier for the quarters and dimes, every once in a while people will find those.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is always looking for errors. I say stay away from those because if you look hard enough on anything, you're going to find it. You know, everybody's big thing right now. Well, the L's touching the edge of the penny. That's not a thing.
Right.
That's not a thing. I don't care how many videos you watch. It's not a thing.
And change can wear down.
Yeah, that's it. That's basically it. That's
year,
it. If it's in your pocket enough, it's going to wear down.
What I want to know is where is all the change? Because it seems like when I was growing up, there were gallon jugs and big tubs full of change everywhere around my house, and now I can't even remember the last time I saw change. Like, I just don't even use it anymore
because everybody is using that debit card
plastic.
And everybody is using their phones, which you know, I'm definitely guilty of. I love my Apple Pay, I'm not gonna lie. Apple Pay is my friend. When I go into, let me back that up, when I go into a box chain store, Target, Publix, places like that, if I am going into a mom and pop's store, local stores, I make sure I bring cash because I know for stores like mine, we tend not to take credit or debit as much as possible, but they get charged. You know, those fees are big. Those fees take a hit. We take a hit on those credit card fees, and we get charged not only the fee for the credit card, we get charged for those fees when you get your perks for your air miles or the perks for your when you get the gift cards at the end of the year.
Right.
We get charged for those.
Wow.
That's something we get charged for. So I make sure I take cash into those types of stores.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good tip.
Yes.
Photo appraisal. That would be sort of like what? Like a picture of somebody famous, something like that? Like memorabilia?
So do you need a photo appraisal of a coin or a photo appraisal of a photo? Yeah,
Oh, they mean like sending in a photo of something that they have.
Yes,
oh, okay.
That's what
I didn't read it that way. But yeah, somebody can hit you up on Facebook, right? Send you a picture.
Yeah, you can send me a picture on Facebook. We do have a phone that you can text pictures to, but I don't have the phone number off the top of my head. That one, you'd have to call the store at 473-1515, and we could get you that phone number.
All right.
But yeah, I could do my best. We can do our best for photo appraisals, but usually it's better to see things in person.
Yeah, bring it on in. They've got tools and machines that can tell you exactly what it is.
Fun machines.
Yes.
Yes, the one that I told you I'm now allowed to play with. Mm-hmm.
Yes. all right. Are you? Do you watch The Bear?
I have not watched it yet. Have you watched it? Is it
no, we haven't started it yet.
I've heard
I got to go back
so
and
good.
Watch the last episode of the last season just to get myself caught back up because I can't remember. I know he was locked in a freezer.
I haven't watched any of it ever.
Oh. Well,
is it so good?
He may or may not have been locked in a freezer at one point. Yeah, The Bear. It's really, really good. And then that documentary, I'm going to have to check that out tonight about the animal kingdom. But
I love it.
But yeah, Disney memorabilia has always been like huge.
Yes.
So, and now Star Wars is a part of Disney. Now you got Star Wars memorabilia filtering in there. Lots of collectibles and stuff there.
Yeah, we still have the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse silver coins at the store. So those are cool. I want to, you know, every once in a while we'll get other Disney coins, but sometimes they make them on the shelves and sometimes they don't.
What if somebody brought in one of their customized lightsabers that they made and they wanted to would you take that?
It would really depend on how much they wanted for it.
It
would really depend.
Somehow I don't think it would ever end up on the shelf.
I'm taking
this home. This is mine. I just bought it.
100%.
Exactly. Yeah.
Again, it would also depend on the price.
Right.
And what my husband would say. Because, you know, he always looks at me if I get things, you know, and I'm like, but babe.
Right.
And then my dad's like, really?
Yeah. Ever since you told me about that, like me and my wife are like, we got to save up $5,000 so we can go to to Disney
do.
And get all this
See,
stuff.
You're going to have to just start nickel and diamond and finding those quarters and pennies.
And you start those looking for those silver nickels that are worth 60 cents. Got to do it. All right. So 1811 Creighton Road is where the shop is. They're going to be closed tomorrow, but definitely get down there and check them out sometime soon. It's a lot of fun. And Stephanie will be there to help you with all your questions. And if you have some stuff for them to look at, get there, you know, early, you know, because they got to do paperwork and stuff at the end of the day. So they're not going to be able to see you if you get there at 4:30.
That's it.
Yeah. So
and we do like foreign coins and foreign, you know, paper money, too. It's not, you know, it's not expensive. Like, it's another thing. If you Google it and you're like, well, it's got an exchange rate. Now, you know, they devalue their money usually, you know, every few years. Like, you know, Greece just did a few years ago, you know, so, you know, we do that stuff too. So you can't, you know, don't be shocked when I tell you it's only worth, you know, weight, not, you know, dollar value.
Yes.
So, but yeah, come by and check it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to say, I insist, you know, I'm not going to say you have to sell us anything.
Yes. We need to come up with our own bumper sticker, like I just got quacked, or
gosh,
I break for quacka, or something. You know,
it's
we'll
like
have those.
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
It happens.
It does happen. Man, that movie was silly. 850-437-1620. You can always call or text the show. If you want to call Emerald Coast Coins, they're right down there on Creighton Road, 473-1515, emeraldcoastcoins.com.
Yes.
What are you doing tomorrow? What are you getting into?
I'm going to hang out with my brother. We're going to try and cook some hot dogs, or he's going to cook hot dogs and stuff, and, you know, maybe hang out at the river if we can get there and find a spot.
Very nice.
Yeah.
There is a Chipotle chicken. I don't know why I just thought of this. I had it last night at Taco Bell. There is a Chipotle chicken flatbread, right? Yeah. It's on the $3 menu, which used to be the $1 menu. It tastes just like a grilled, cooked out hot dog on 4th of July. I mean, like, you bite into that thing, it is a cookout hot dog.
Gonna try it.
It is amazing.
Okay.
That's my favorite part of 4th of July. The cookout, charcoal grill, all that. So happy Independence Day to
you. There you go.
Yeah, and you'll be back on Friday at the shop?
Yep, we'll be there Friday.
Awesome. Get there early, 1811 Creighton Road, 473-1515, emeraldcoastcoins.com.
Later.
Thank you, Stephanie.